WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning on Election Day. Polls are open now, so if you are heading out to vote and you want to call in and share what number you were when you cast your ballot, we welcome that. 508-996-0500. Again, those of you who are listening on 99.5 FM or on the WBSM app or at WBSM.com, you can hear us loud and clear. Let those who listen to us on AM know that the AM signal is down. The engineer is aware. Trying to work on that with Comcast. And listen, this has been an ongoing thing. And anybody that lives in Fairhaven and has Comcast internet, you know it's been an ongoing problem. That there's been drops and cutouts and lack of internet service, which we need to power up the signal, to send the signal out. And so, yeah, this has been an ongoing thing. And unfortunately, we are at their mercy when they can, thank God we have the FM signal and the app, because we are at their mercy here. So, doing the best we can, but again, spread the word to those who you know who listen. And like I said, I don't get it. Listen on FM. Sounds great. If you miss the hum of AM, if you want, I could in the background for you. I'll just come in and do that all during Chris McCarthy's show. Every once in a while, I'll just go while he's talking to cut out the signal. I know, no, force of habit. You've been listening to 1420 AM for years, but you know, switch over to 99.5 FM, and I'll tell you, you might change your mind. But anyway, it is Election Day. We would like to hear from you, 508-996-0500. And of course, the problem is, and again, it feels weird calling it a problem, because a problem indicates that that people want to fix it and address it. But we see election after election, you know, obviously not presidential elections, not even, you know, statewide office, not even really elections that have the mayor on the ballot. You know, we see less than ideal numbers, but at least they're bigger than what we get for what we're going to have today. And how do you fix that? How do you get people to come out and vote more? Certainly, they've done a fine job of letting people know that there's an election. They've got the digital signs up. They've done reverse 911 stuff, you know, whether it's a text message or a phone call or what have you. They've done those things. Now, Facebook lets you know when it's election day in New Bedford. Like when you open up Facebook this morning, it's going to tell you it's election day in New Bedford. So there's certainly all these ways of knowing that it is election day, but people just don't go out and vote. And like I said, calling it a problem indicates that, you know, a solution is needed. And I think really the only solution left is for people to care. I mean, we're still getting calls from people that say, well, you know, who's running? Who's running for what? Well, it was a, you know, like, come on. You have to do some work as a voter. You have to, we do our part to bring you all the candidates, and Chris has done a great job bringing as many as he could, as many as would respond, as many as would come on. But you've got to do a little homework yourself. And they make it easy for you now with websites and Facebook pages. So you can see what a candidate's platform is. There's a, if it's not just us telling you either, New Bedford Light has done a great job with the chats and all the stories they've done. I've seen some coverage from the Standard Times, not as much as New Bedford Light. So, I mean, certainly there's plenty of ways to educate yourself to know. You've got all the materials at your fingertips. You just have to want to educate yourself. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to know if you could explain. I'll hang up and listen. I don't understand, though, how the AM signal is affected by Comcast. I thought the, you know, the AM signal, you know, has been out there since radio was, you know, made. And I just don't understand how it affects it. I don't know how to explain it any other way. It just seems strange that the AM signal gets cut off by Comcast.
Because we feed it back. We feed it back to the transmitter over the internet.
Oh, is that what? Oh, okay. Because I'm saying, from what I learned of radio in the past, it says, but they shouldn't have anything, but you feed it back to them. Ow.
Yep, that's how we get it out. That's how we get it out to the transmitter to send it out to everybody else. So.
Oh, well.
Which is supposed to be a more sturdy method, but you know what I mean? Yeah. It's about, and that's why we upgraded to the highest possible internet you could have.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that up because I was totally lost. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And yeah, to be honest, I don't know how it all works either. I just listen to what the engineer tells me. He's the guy that knows everything. In fact, he knows everything and I love him. He tries to explain it to me, assuming that I know and that I'm on his level. Like he gives me a lot of credit, but probably too much credit because I just sit there and say, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, totally. But I've got no idea what he's saying. Yes. So, but anyway, I'd like to think that this is all, you know, a plot to get us to upgrade our internet, but we've got the highest internet possible. I remember when I was doing my internet show from home, and I, you know, the producer of that show, who was out in, I think, New Mexico is where he lived, or Arizona. I think he lived in Arizona. And, but we were broadcasting to a station in Nevada, and then that was going, you know, worldwide from there. But that was kind of the home station, Art Bell's old station, KNYE. And so the idea was that, you know, got to make sure that the internet that I have to broadcast the show to him is as powerful as can be. And so I'm working with Comcast to get the highest plan that they had and all this stuff. And like, do the speed test, and I tell him what the numbers are, and he's like, okay, that's great. And I'm paying like $300-something a month for the internet at my house. And I wasn't really making that much money from the show either. Making decent money, but not that much to make it worth paying that if I could avoid it. And then realized pretty quickly, like, we didn't need all that juice. We didn't need all that speed. And I dropped my internet down without telling them because I just got to the point where I couldn't afford the huge bill anymore. My bill was like $600-something a month. And so I just dropped it down, didn't tell them. And signal was fine. I was like, it's just me. There's nobody else like sucking down the Wi-Fi juice and, you know, making it so I don't get the same speed. Like I'm getting fast enough speed. So we ended up being totally fine on just the regular. But here we have, you know, the fiber, we've got everything, but, you know, I guess Comcast, you know how they work. They'll be here sometime between 10 a.m. and never. I'm kidding. A little bit. 508-996-0500. So again, if you are going out to vote, let me know. Let me know what number you were at your precinct. Again, it's 7:20, so they've only been open for a few moments, but many of you I know are the first ones down there for a variety of reasons. Some just like to be first. Others have to get to work and want to get it done before they go to work. I'm going to go during lunchtime because I got a couple errands I'm going to run, so I'm going to do it all at once. And so it, you know, I'll get an idea at like 12, between 12 and 1, whenever I can get over there, of where my precinct is at in Ward 2. And I can report back to Barry on that. But I think, you know, you're going to see low numbers, especially early in the day. You know, you're going to see just the tried and true voters who turn out for every election. The real question is what happens when we get to the afternoon, when we get to dinner time, when we get to after dinner time. You know, are we going to see a surge in numbers of people after work coming out to vote? Nobody that listens to this station can say they didn't know there was an election. Nobody that reads New Bedford Light can say they didn't know there was an election. So how much are they motivated? How much do they care to get out and chart their own future? Because they certainly want to complain about it. We get all the phone calls all the time. We get all the Facebook comments. You know, throw them all out. Start over. Okay, well, this is your chance to do that. There's five people who are not incumbents on the at-large, in the at-large race. You can vote for those five. There's, what, three ward races that have challengers. You can vote for the challengers. You can, if you live in those wards. You have a chance to cause significant change here. Are you going to get out and do it? Are you going to encourage others to get out and do it? And with everything that's going on in the world, you know, with all the stuff going on at the national level, with people concerned about the SNAP benefits and folks being able to eat, I guess it's fair to say, well, you could look at this and say, in the grand scheme of things, I've got more on my mind and more on my plate than worrying about the municipal election. But in the grand scheme of things, this is where you can actually make a big difference. This is where you can actually have the biggest voice. You know, for people that like to say, well, my vote doesn't really count. In a municipal election, every vote counts. It does. I mean, it does anyway. But in a municipal election, it matters more because so few people turn out. And races can be decided by a handful of votes. So, yes, it does matter. And, yes, it will affect you. It'll affect you even more than at the national level. Putting all these callers on hold. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hello. You're on WBSM. Hello. Oh, there we go. Now you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Tim. Gilly Saffield.
How's it going?
Good. Good. I'm sorry you're having trouble, but at a really important time for people to listen to you.
We're going to send the engineer down there to hold a Benno coat hanger up in the sky to...
You know, I've been listening, you know, and it's Brian Gomes has been running a lot of ads. Never seen him spend that much money on ads. You know that he's running scared. But I just want to remind the people again. He has lied to you.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on. Come on. Let's,
come on. Oh, wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute.
No, come on. You said it. You've said it every day. Enough's enough.
I know that, but it's election time, Tim. You're going to... The people out there are going to write
it no,
the thing.
Enough. So, you know what? Every time you call in to complain about a candidate, Gilly, you're probably just getting them more votes.
Well, if you don't like Brian Gomes, then you should let me talk. If that's the case.
Listen, you've said it. You've said it numerous times on the air. You've talked about it numerous times on the air. I know. He opened this door up himself by saying he was going to come on the air and talk about it, and he hasn't done it. I totally agree with that.
Listen,
but we don't need to keep beating the dead horse either.
I know that, but the only thing I want to tell them people, he's public safety, and he's lied to the people about his employment at the bank, and he's also lied to the people about this case is still going in court. They did it. He lost the case up there, and he's still lying to the people. Public safety. Okay, if you remember correctly.
All right. Listen, there's two other callers here that want to make fresh points that aren't just rehashing the same thing they said yesterday. Do you have anything new to bring to the conversation?
They're lying. Tim, they're lying. They're running ads and telling the lies. You're playing those ads over and over.
We pay the ads that people pay for.
I know that, but that's... And a person that wants to talk about the opposite of that, you're not going to let them talk? That's
buy an ad. Buy an ad. We'll run it all day long.
Wow, Tim, I'm really surprised
with
this position you're taking.
That's being... Really Gilly, hold on. I'm being facetious. I was being facetious.
Well, yeah, but see, people out there are not going to talk about being facetious. They're going to talk to the girl against Gilly Safiolas.
I'm not against Gilly Safiolas. I'm against Gilly Safiolas calling up and talking about the same things every time.
Listen, you'll be surprised how many people want to hear my voice on your radio station.
Oh, I'm sure. But they also don't want to hear you just repeating the same things over and over again.
Why not?
Because it gets boring.
They're repeating the same lie all the time, and you're playing the red.
Let me ask you this, Gilly. What do you think is going to happen in the election today? How do you think it shakes out?
Like it always does.
You think
people
it'll
talk about they want change, and here's an opportunity for them to get a new, and so New Bedford can go forward instead of backwards like that. You got city councilors there that don't belong on here. When did you ever see five city councilors breaking the law?
That's a whole different thing. Who do you think will be the fifth person? Who do you think will emerge from the challengers to take that open seat?
Well, I know it's not going to be me.
Huh? What?
No, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say, Tim? There's people out there, they're running. Look at the Destination Soup.
Devin Burns, yep.
Yes, you know what I mean? And you got people on there, they're running for office, they have cases against them for sexual harassment. That's the thing. Sexual harassment? Come on, women, wake up. You know, they run the ads over and over and they're still lying to the people. Brian Gomes, he's still in court, I'm still in court. How many times?
Did he say that or did I say that?
So he said that.
Okay, I was going to say, because I speculated that might be why, but I don't know.
It's proven. If you look at it, George Leotard, his attorney, took the case all the way to the court in Boston, and he lost out there.
Okay. All right.
So the mall rat kicked him off of public safety.
These
2015. Put
these are all points that you've already made, already taken.
People, please don't vote for him.
Okay.
Because he didn't. There's a guy that lives in the city all the time, and he didn't even know that the post office closes at 5:00. He thought he was at 4:00. That's the people that you want running.
Yeah.
Never done anything for the city.
That's one thing.
And I challenged anybody to show me that he has passed something on his own.
All right.
He always had help. He had John Saunders to carry him. He had Linda Morad to carry him. He can't think for himself. And you guys, public safety? Come on.
All right. I'm going to hold you there so I can get these other callers in.
Thank you.
All right. And I will get these callers in before we have to take the break before the news. But I think that Brian Gomes can think for himself. I don't think that that's true. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Yes. Sounds like you.
Hello. How you doing? Yeah, I'm heading out to vote pretty soon because I believe in voting. But I just wanted to say I know Comcast, they're lousy, but they got the monopoly. So you got to do what you got to do to pay it. But my other thing you were saying, everybody should know about voting. But I get the standard times or the substandard times. We won't know about election day for 3 more days, and then they'll put it in the paper.
Yes, that is true.
Am I correct?
And then, you know, not to be petty about it, but if we write about something, we're pretty sure it'll show up on their site next week, so.
Exactly. But I only get the standard times from my father because he likes the crossword puzzle.
I mean, the crossword puzzle is a good reason to get it, but is that a good reason to pay whatever it costs for a paper now? You can buy a whole book of crossword puzzles for less than that.
Oh, I know, but he likes the paper because he's old. You know, like he reads everything, but
sure,
he likes the crossword.
Yeah, it's a force of habit. People like it because they've always had it, and I get it. I mean, I was a newspaper person. I mean, I worked at the newspaper for 20 years, so believe me, nobody believes in newspapers more than me, but I don't know.
And what I don't understand, how come they don't have a Saturday paper?
Because it wasn't worth it. They weren't selling enough, so they stopped printing them.
Oh, wow. Because I know Sunday, we wanted to get rid of the Sunday, but you can't if you want the... They say 7 days, but there's actually 6 days of the paper.
Yeah, they used to print every day. Then they started taking holidays off, and, you know, so then they started cutting back on things because, you know, the circulation isn't there. So why do it? And so, you know, they cost-cutting measures.
Yep. And the Sunday, the crossword on the Sunday's paper, that's a hard one. But that lasts them a couple of days, just that Sunday, because it's very hard, you know.
Well,
okay, I just wanted to call. I got to get voting. Talking to you isn't getting my vote calculated.
All right, well, good luck out there.
Okay, you have a good day, Tim.
Take care. All right, let me get one more in here, and then we'll take a break, have the news, and then the Gen X Files on the other side of that. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey.
Morning.
I just knew that Gilly was going to call in before me. He's wide awake and
he's ready. This is his time. Election day. Yeah, he's ready.
I just came out of the old New Bedford Hotel where I've been voting since I've been living downtown all these years. And I was number 6. And there was nobody in there. There's a man coming out as I was going up the stairs to go in. And then there's one old man sitting in the hallway downstairs. And then when I actually got into the room, it was just me and the workers. And it was a lady that lives in my building who was at one of those tables helping out and all. And this time, I was surprised, we got 2 stickers. One is the usual that says, I voted. And the other one is a nice little round sticker with the lighthouse. And what the hell else was on it? Let me look at it.
Oh, I think those are the ones that are designed by students, right?
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think so. So that's something that they started a couple of years ago where they have sticker designs that are designed by some of the students in New Bedford schools.
Well, they never gave me one, and it's been out for a couple of years, you said?
Yeah, I remember writing the story about it a while ago.
Well, they gave me the one that says I voted, and then they gave me that one, the lighthouse and a whale, the tail end of a whale in the water. It was nice. Yeah. I can't make the letters. I think it says...
Well, now if you take... I was going to say, if you take that I voted sticker down to Honeydew Donuts, Walter Moniz is going to give you a donut.
I really need 10 donuts. At least 10. Because if I'm going to kill myself with one, I may as well have more.
Well, then you got to go vote. You got to go vote 9 more times then, Mary.
Can I just show him this one and say, give me 10?
I think he'll give you one and sell you 9. Yes.
I see where the student put, it does say I voted. The only problem is the V and the E are very light, light yellow. And it looks like they're not even there. So it looks like I, O, T, and D. I got to get Stella's cat food and go pay 1 or 2 bills. And then I'm going to go visit somebody who's quite sick. I want to get that done. I should have went last week. I mean, we never know when we're going to go. And I don't even want to go, but I have to go. You know how it is when you're sorry after you didn't go?
Oh, yeah, no. I don't
want to be sorry. I'll hang up to let all the others call, but I was number 6. It is early. There's really nobody in there right now.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You as well.
Yep.
And let's take one more here, and then I gotta go to the break. We're running behind on it. But good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, my friend. Friday, I was supposed to call in Chris and give my top 6. I'm going to rattle it off pretty quickly. Number 6, and I'll explain most of them for a brief reason why. Naomi Kahn is going to come in number 6. I haven't seen her much movement and gain. I think she's picked up some people, but she's been busy in all things in her life. I believe Mr. Roy, because of all the hard work he's done, talking to thousands of people, he's got a pretty good organization. I think he's going to make number 5. I think Devin is going to be number 4. He's been consistent. He's been involved in a lot of different situations. Brian Gomes is going to be 3rd. Brian's going to be as long as he wants to be there, unless something major comes on in his life. Number 2 is going to be Shane Burgo. I think he's closed the gap in percentage-wise compared to what he did last time against Ian, and I think it's because of all different organizations that he's gotten involved with along the way. And, of course, Ian on the top. Let's see how it turns out.
All right. We will see. Thank you for checking in.
It's a pleasure, my friend.
Take care. All right, I got to get this break in here. We'll be back in a few moments with the news, and we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files and more with you. 508-996-0500.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
A new owner for Tylenol. Tariffs could end up making the holidays cost more. And President Trump weighs in on the New York mayoral election.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today is Election Day. In New York City, Democrat frontrunner Zohran Mamdani looks to win the mayor's office against former Governor Andrew Cuomo, running as an independent, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. In Virginia and New Jersey, voters will choose new governors. In California, voters will decide on Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to redraw congressional district maps in an effort to get more Democrats on Capitol Hill. President Trump says New Yorkers, quote, must vote for Andrew Cuomo in the New York City mayoral race. Trump said in a post on Truth Social, if Zohran Mamdani wins, it would be highly unlikely he'd contribute federal funds beyond the minimum requirements. Trump went on to call Mamdani a communist who gives New York a zero chance of success. Several polls show Mamdani holding a strong lead over both Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa ahead of today's election. President Trump is again calling on Republicans in the Senate to get rid of the filibuster to end the government shutdown.
During a wide-ranging interview with CBS 60 Minutes, Trump blamed the Democrats for the shutdown dragging on into its second month. The president said while Republicans are voting almost unanimously to end the shutdown, Democrats keep voting against ending it. Trump said he's willing to work with the Democrats on fixing health care, but they need to end the shutdown first. He added that he thinks the Democrats will eventually have to vote to reopen the government. I'm Mark Mayfield.
LendingTree says American consumers will be paying more this holiday season due to tariffs.
The company estimates the new tariffs will increase total holiday costs for consumers and retailers by a total of over $40 billion. Consumers will bear the brunt of the extra costs from tariffs with an estimate of nearly $30 billion. That totals to around $132 per shopper. LendingTree used 2024 winter holiday spending data as a reference point for its analysis of the upcoming season. I'm Rob Martier.
Tylenol maker Kenvue being sold in a deal worth billions. Kimberly Clark announced a cash and stock deal valued at $48.7 billion to buy Kenvue. The deal would bring brands like Huggies and Kleenex under the same roof as Tylenol and Band-Aid. New research linking long-term melatonin use to a higher risk of heart failure and early death in adults with insomnia. While researchers noted that there is no evidence the melatonin supplements themselves cause the heart problems, a need to take them on a regular basis could be a signal the body has experienced cardiac issues. Researchers analyzed more than 130,000 adults and found that those who took the sleep aid for more than a year were nearly twice as likely to develop heart failure. Use of the supplement has increased in recent years, and an expert agrees that more research is needed. Actress Diane Ladd has passed away, Liz Warner reports.
Ladd's death confirmed in a statement from the actress Laura Dern, Ladd's daughter, from her marriage to the actor Bruce Dern. Ladd's film and television career spanned more than 50 years and included both Emmy and Academy Award nominations. She was nominated for 3 Oscars for roles in Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Wild at Heart, and Rambling Rose. The Mississippi native died at her home in California Monday. Diane Ladd was 89 years old.
President Trump again addressing a possible third term.
He was asked about the possibility during an interview with CBS 60 Minutes.
Well, I don't even think about it. I will tell you, a lot of people want me to run, but the difference between us and the Democrats is we really do have a strong bench.
He added he wouldn't use names because it's too early, while also saying he likes Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Last week, House Speaker Mike Johnson said he doesn't see the path for a third Trump term. Meanwhile, former Trump strategist Steve Bannon said Trump will be president in 2028. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Jon Stewart will stick around The Daily Show for another year. Paramount announced Stewart renewed his deal to host the satire news show once per week until December of 2026. He will also serve as executive producer. Stewart returned to the show last year ahead of the presidential election after leaving in 2015. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to soar. No grand prize winner in the Halloween night drawing, so now it's up to $800 million, with the next drawing happening tonight.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics lost a close one to the Jazz, 105-103 last night. They are hosting the Wizards tomorrow, and the Bruins take on the Islanders tonight at 7.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A wind advisory in effect for today through 7 o'clock this evening. Westerly gusts could be as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour at times. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine today and dry, highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, diminishing wind, low temperature down to 40. A blend of clouds and sunshine for Wednesday, milder with a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, we're going to take a break here, and then we'll come back with the Gen X Files. Otherwise, I'd have to end up taking like two back-to-back breaks. So let me get this one in. We'll be back in a few moments with today's edition of the Gen X Files, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Former First Lady Laura Bush is celebrating her 79th birthday today. Comedian Kathy Griffin is 65. The Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is no longer a kid. Well, he hasn't been a kid for a while. The Cobra Kai star turned 64 today, as does Survivor host Jeff Probst. He keeps getting older, but he stays the same age. Matthew McConaughey is 56 years old today, as is disgraced music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Bethany Frankel turns 55, and former NFL wide receiver Dez Bryant is celebrating his 37th birthday today. In 1964, the first Easy Bake Oven was released. You ever had anything cooked in an Easy Bake Oven? It's not that good. In 1979, 500 Iranian students seized the U.S. Embassy, took 90 hostages in the Iran hostage crisis. On November 4th of 1980, Bob Marley was baptized at the Ethiopian Orthodox Church in Kingston, converting to a Christian Rastafarian and taking on the new name, Brahim Selassie.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine.
On this date in 1981, The Fall Guy premiered on ABC. It starred Lee Majors, Douglas Barr, and Heather Thomas, and had one of the top probably five TV theme songs of all time. I'd play the whole thing, but it's like 2.5 minutes long. In 1984, Prince kicked off his Purple Rain tour with a seven-night engagement at Detroit's Joe Louis Arena. The 98-show North American run also marked the live debut of Prince's backing band, The Revolution. On this date in 1989, Roxette scored their second U.S. number one single with Listen to Your Heart. On November 4th, 1993, Depeche Mode's Martin Gore was arrested at the Denver Westin Hotel after refusing to turn down the volume of his music in his room. November 4th, 1997, country star Shania Twain released her record-breaking crossover hit Come On Over. The 16-track album spawned an astonishing 12 singles, including the hits You're Still the One, From This Moment On, That Don't Impress Me Much, and Man, I Feel Like a Woman. While Twain's previous album, 1995's The Woman in Me, received a rare diamond certification by the RIAA, the Canadian artist bested herself with Come On Over, which soon became the best-selling country album of all time. Over the years, the critically acclaimed LP continued to break new global records, eventually becoming the best-selling album of all time by a female artist and the highest-selling album by a Canadian act. And today, it still remains one of the biggest-selling albums of all time. November 4th, 1998, Oasis singer Liam Gallagher was arrested after an alleged drunken brawl with photographer Mel Buzak at a London pub. Buzak had been tipped off that Liam was in the pub wearing a Russian hat and attempted to take photos. In 2008, on this date, Barack Obama was elected President of the United States. And in 2009, No Doubt filed a lawsuit over its portrayal in the music video game Band Hero. The lawsuit alleged the game had transformed No Doubt band members into a virtual karaoke circus act, singing dozens of songs the group neither wrote, popularized, nor approved for use in the game. The case was filed in Los Angeles Superior Court and cited Activision, the game's distributor, as having exceeded the contractual likenesses of the members of No Doubt. In 2012, the issue was settled out of court 2 weeks before the scheduled trial date. That's the Gen X Files for November 4th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. This week, stop in and try the chicken and waffles. All right, we got to get one more break in here before the end of the hour. Let's do that. We will be right back. All right, we do have a caller on hold, but I'm going to ask you to hang on because we got the news coming up. If you want to hang on through the news, I'll take you as soon as we come back.